Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Flipped for Murder by Maddie Day. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. My heart beat something fierce as the bell on the door jangled. It was make or break time. I'd been preparing for this day for weeks. I thought I was ready, but if I slipped up, I'd be in major hot water, or financial ruin, as the case may be. My first customer at Pans and Pancakes turned out to be Corrine Beadle, the new mayor of Southlake, Indiana, all 5'11" and layered flaming hair of her. She sailed through the door like she owned the store. My country store and restaurant, that is. I'd seen her around town during the last month since she'd won the September election, but we hadn't actually met, and paying attention to a local race had been below the bottom of my infinitely long to-do list. Her unpleasant assistant, whom I had met many times, followed, looking slightly disgusted with the world as usual. Stella Rogers's puffy upper eyelids and upturned nose gave her an unfortunate resemblance to the porcine genus. "Welcome to Pans and Pancakes." Striding toward them, smoothing my blue and white striped apron, I hoped my smile wasn't slipping from nervousness. I pulled out a chair at a table for two. "Thank you for coming to our grand opening." "Corrine Beadle," the mayor, emphasizing the co as much as the reen, gave me a direct look and a wide smile as she pumped my hand. "Mayor of South Lick." I extricated my hand while I still had feeling in it. "Robbie Jordan, owner, proprietor, and head cook. Well, the only cook, normally." I gestured to the 8-burner industrial stove and griddle behind the counter.